You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your low price leader. Hey, we celebrating 65 years at Rouse, and we just getting started. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and we're joined by the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Willie Rofe. And Willie, great to have you here on Sports Talk. And man, you're adventurous now. You're in the business world now. You got the bourbon out. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Cooperstown Distillery got me and a few guys involved. And, you know, I got a chance to taste the one, and I went with the red. And we have a decanter with my autograph on it. I hand-signed all of them, and we're selling them in all the Rouses. You can go to royalbatch.com and type my name in, or you can go to the Rouses over here in Mandeville or in Metairie, and you can go at Martin's and buy your decanter with my autograph on it.
Oh boy, Willie, this design is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's a sharp one. You have to be pleased with this, right?
I'm very happy with it, man. They got me involved, and I got to make a little money like you so I can put my pension back to
them. Oh, yeah, to put it back. Yeah, don't take it at 55, put you back to 65.
At least. Well, they got that new TV deal, 99.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
at 29.
Oh, yeah, so you get that little bump. Get that little bump. They told me I just started getting my pension in August. I got a couple of checks now.
But they only gave you 11 years, right?
Yeah, that 12 year when I held out, they didn't want to count that, even though.
But you came back and you played after that.
But that was 11 total. When I went to Atlanta. But the whole thing was, as far as the pension and what you're going to get, it was like, okay, how can I string it out? I'm waiting to 65. And, you know, so you ask questions. You talk to the NFL office. And I go, well, does that go up with inflation? She goes, no, it doesn't go up with inflation down the road. So, but you know what? It does go up. The new collective bargaining agreement.
Yes.
So, and they're going to want to do that before that 10 years up. So I think in about 2028, you're going to get an extension.
So this is the issue. Will anybody that's already taken it, will theirs bump up if everybody's bumps up?
Yeah, with that, the legacy. You know how they do the legacy, how they have the actual pension?
Yes.
And then for the legacy thing, that's going to get a bump.
But
there,
see, all them older guys don't get what we got.
Some right,
guys
right.
Guys play in the
70s, 80s.
Yeah, they don't get. They don't.
Well,
get
I can tell you, Willie, it used to be terrible. But
yeah.
In 2011, you know who took up for the players? And God rest them, bless them. he's dealing with dementia. Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
Okay.
Ditka and John Riggins, the old Washington Redskins running back, and his wife was a top labor lawyer.
Well, yes.
And they went for Congress, so they helped to get that legacy benefit. So we had a bump. We're trying to take care of the old 70, 80s players. So it can be negotiated to get another bump maybe in the new CBA. So that's why we got to have those kind of mentors.
Well, they print money now. They should be able to bump everything up.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. That will happen.
My goodness. Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. The NFL, you look, it's unbelievable the popularity and look, we just love football.
Yeah, it's going worldwide, international.
Yeah, international. Look where they play in the games, and we're already in Brazil now. They're going to be everywhere. But when you look at it,
Dublin.
Yeah, and right now, Will, it's like, I think even college football realized we have to have more the pro football model.
Yes.
To realize
they have taken
the name, image, and likeness. Yeah, yeah. That's why you be left behind if you're not going to embrace it.
Yep. That's why the NBA. They better start thinking about moving that schedule startup, not in October, but, man, late in December, because you don't want to go in the ring against the NFL.
No.
You don't. You're going to lose no matter what.
And in a few years, you won't be able to watch a football game unless you got all the streaming packages.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah, and then you love football so much that you want to be part of it. Yeah. And, you know, because you have fans, they have their favorite team, but they just like watching football. You're always intrigued. Like college football. Well, what's a big game? When you want to watch football all day? No, you can have it. And you never get enough. And to show you how, remember we were raised Monday Night Football?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now the key is to be on Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Sunday night with NBC, that's the only dog they have in the hunt.
Yeah.
But with NBC, they realize we got to get back into the
Thursday
football.
Thursday night games.
It's too short. They're still trying to get their bodies right.
They're beat up.
Yeah, they're beat up. It's not really, man. And they're talking about getting the 18th game, and that's a lot of football.
They're going to have it. Sooner than later.
Yeah. I went over to the practice before and saw some of the line, talked to the guys.
Well, you need to go play, not just talk to them. We need you in the offensive line.
They have me out there in the walker, Bobby.
Well, they need to have your mindset, because I've said this, and I'm not just saying that because he's right here. Mike knows I've said this. I'm going to tell you, if you look, started their career and at the end, I don't think Willie Rolfe ever had an off year. Willie Rolfe was like
97, I had an off game. Chuck got me. 97.
Chuck Smith with Atlanta. Smith. So you had an off game, not an off season.
I'm talking about an off season.
I'm telling you right now. But
come on, Drew Brees, all the stuff.
Drew Brees wasn't as dominant as you in San Diego, the Chargers.
Did Drew get a ring? Drew was good with the Chargers.
No. He was good.
I played against Drew with the Chargers.
But I'm telling you, you were always great. There's a difference. Like, I was a star, but you a superstar.
But I played against Drew.
There's a difference.
Drew, everybody, the AFC West was tough back then.
I love Drew Brees. Come on, you ain't gonna tell. But I'm telling you that.
I would say Saints drafted me for number one pick. I'm the first loser in the player drafted. We talked about this. I'm Jim Fink's last pick.
You too humble, Willie.
I'm Jim Fink's last pick. I got my friends from Arkansas here.
You too humble.
I respect Drew. I respect what I was able to do. I learned from. I pray with Ricky Jackson. I practice.
And I love Ricky
and
too.
Wayne Martin. Every
but
day.
Ain't no Willie Rolfe. I'm telling you. Look, Ricky got a ring when he went to San Fran.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm just telling you, you were dominant. I'm talking about Saints, Chiefs. No, you were dominant. Now, yeah, of course you're not the Terminator. Yeah, so you had an off game against Chuck Smith. But I'm talking about seasons.
Yeah,
no, Willie, you never had an off season.
I had some good seasons. Yeah,
great season. Not good. You're too humble.
I had some real good seasons. It was better when I had good players around. If you have better players around, when you don't have as good of players around, it's going to make anything tough.
But even when you're on a team, there's nothing to write home about.
Yeah, '94-'95, I had some.
They might not be winning, but you were winning.
But it's a little different. We took things more personal. You know, it was a lot of pride with me going to the Pro Bowl, representing the city. When it was really a game. But them guys went to Hawaii every year with me. So, you know, we had a good time.
And they were glad you were great. We get to go to Hawaii every year.
For free.
I'm taking that road trip. Oh, yeah. Come on, Willie. You got to keep it going.
I love the competition of the game. The first NFL game I came to, I'm from Arkansas. I was getting recruited by Wayne Martin's agent, the Stevens. They came and picked me up in the jet, me and my little brother. Came to New Orleans. I walk in the Superdome. Y'all are playing Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta Falcons, 1992.
Yeah, yeah, I was there.
It was Bob Whitfield first game starting.
Bob Whitfield.
Ironhead caught a pass and took off running. Scott Case met him.
He ran over him.
Scott Case tried to hit him. He flipped him 180 in the air. You remember that?
Like a speed bump.
He hit him like a speed bump. I said, oh, this is the NFL. This ain't college football. That was the first NFL game I ever came to was Wayne Martin and recruiting me coming to the Dome.
Well, and you know, what are the odds of this happening? When you think of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, two of the greatest tackles, offensive tackles, with the Saints and probably a big part of NFL history, have a Pine Bluff connection. Willie Rowe went to high school in Pine Bluff, played at Louisiana Tech in Ruston, Louisiana.
Yep.
And Teron Armstead played at Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Yeah.
Good for now, them. Is Arkansas Good. Pine Bluff, are they in the SWAC?
They're in the SWAC, yes.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking of that. And two of not only Saints history, but NFL history. Damn, we want our young tackles to work out like y'all.
Yeah.
We drafted them high, Fuag and all that. Well, if they could be half of you, Willie.
I think.
And then Banks from Texas. You know what, Banks?
I met him.
But he got to run block better. He can pass block.
But they got to get in the 3-point stance to come off the ball. See, the problem is, Bob.
Okay, tell me.
They used to doing all that RPO stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
They do too much RPO stuff, and they do more position blocking. They don't teach them coming off the ball.
I told you, I was telling Mike.
I was saying
we did the board drills. We had to come off the ball. We hit the sled. Guys don't bend their hips and roll their hips and come off the ball like they used to. They just don't do it anymore.
The sled is on any football practice, but that's all rusted now.
They don't use it anymore.
Hey, man, no. We won the state championship at South Lafourche and by Lafourche with Coach Ho and all in 1977. Now that's going way back, but I can tell you right now, he'd tell you that we had a whole practice. We had like 12 plays. We would have like maybe five passing plays, seven running plays, and our coach would be like, it don't matter if they know what we're doing. We just got to knock them off the ball.
Yeah.
They would hit the sled for 2 hours without stopping, coming off the ball.
Yeah.
And that's why I still think today, you look at the Lions and stuff, power running. Look at Jared Goff. He's under the center, and you're getting down in that stance.
Look at Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's the same way.
The teams, they're coming off the ball. You got to come off the ball and learn how to drive by. I hate some of these teams. It's like the lineman position, bro.
They all finesse.
It's too much finesse.
Yeah.
You got,
but that's what you're doing in high school today. That's what you're doing in college.
But another
today.
Problem is they're not at camp that long.
No,
they don't. They have to work on their pad level. There's got to be a balance between guys putting their pads on, really practicing, learning the fundamentals of the game. I don't think they really learn the fundamentals of the game.
Willie, remember
that? I agree.
In the off season, like in OTAs, minicamp. No, you could be in full pads, and we can actually practice blocking.
Yes.
Now they don't even practice blocking because the collective bargaining agreement.
We had 9-on-7.
They don't do any of that. Now you wonder why the offensive line players struggled. Because they don't practice blocking. And sometimes when you see tackling is going down, well, they don't practice tackling. And I think there's so much money involved, they don't want guys getting hurt. But I think that perspective, old school football, can you run the ball or can you stop the run? Well, they don't practice it. And I don't think we're going back. You remember we'd have two-a-days? Two-a-days, that's a dinosaur. What in the hell is two-a-days?
No more of that.
Hey, they have one-a-days, and they can't have more than three practices, so they got to get a day off. Remember, you go like 10 straight days of two-a-days.
The only day you would get off is if you scrimmage on Saturday. You go all week two-a-days, scrimmage on Saturday, or you go – we go to Mankato or KC or practice against them.
Yeah.
And then we would have Sunday off. We couldn't wait for the season to start. You didn't have any legs by the time you got out of training camp.
All right, we're going to go to break and we'll come back with more with Willie Rowe in our special edition of WWL Sports. Talk. We're live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your low-price leader, and we're celebrating 65 years. We're just getting started. We'll be back with more of us here on Sports Talk. Myself, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Pro Football Hall of Famer himself, Willie Rofe, right after the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spring. We're back here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Come and shop and save at Rouse's, your local low-price leader. And we have on with us the NFL or Pro Football Hall of Famer, Willie Rofe, talk about his new bourbon whiskey that he's come out with, also about Saints. Willie, I was going to ask you about, I don't know how much you've seen of Kelvin Banks Jr. and Fuaga for the Saints at the tackle position, but I think with that, they have two guys that you can build around on the offensive side of the football.
I believe they got two bookends that can be there for the next 10 years. You know, I like the move of Penning inside. You know, I talked to him today. I talked to Kevin today, and I've already met Fuaga, and it's some good, nice young men, you know. And
But so what if they're nice? I wish they'd be a son of a gun.
I was going to say, Bobby.
I'm glad you cleaned it up, Bobby.
We need more SOB.
It's getting the mentality that I've never been on a good football team where the offensive line and defensive line didn't set the tone. Those guys have to set the tone, and it carries over. So when those guys learn how to play and learn how to play week in, week out, and understand how to be a professional, then the team is going to build from there. But you got to set the tone up front. You don't start a good football team without coming off the ball run block, pass block, getting after the quarterback. That's where it starts. It starts up front. And if you want to throw the linebackers and tight end in the mix, you can throw them in the mix.
Front seven. But
front seven, yes.
So, Willie, I said this in training camp. That's why I kind of said, I don't know, I think we can win six or seven games. But after training camp,
you didn't peel that back.
I'm like four or five because the offensive line, let me tell you why. So, you know, this caught my attention. Late July, early August, there's two teams in the National Football League that what you're investing in. It was the Chargers and the Saints. And you look at Jim Harbaugh. Four out of the five starting offensive linemen were all first-round
picks. All first-round picks, yes.
Well, then, hell, your offensive line has to be great, not just good.
Yeah.
And you know who's great for us? I'm like top five for sure, top ten. I say top five is our center, McCoy.
Yes.
And he was the second early second-round pick.
Yes.
So I'm saying all these damn first-round picks – like, come on, they ain't dominant.
Yeah.
We need them to be great, though. So you've seen this, the point I'm making now. He got paid the most money, then he dislocated his kneecap, Rashawn Slater, from Northwestern University with the Chargers. Now, yes, he's out, yes. And then they had Alt.
Then Alt gets hurt. Then
he Alt got hurt?
Yeah.
Got hurt last week.
His daddy played for the Chiefs, Big John Alt.
And I'm telling you, that's what Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are wanting to do, and the Giants upset him last week.
That's right.
And then Justin Herbert. But their offensive line is not the same. But again, only two teams, the Chargers and the Saints. Well, if that's what you're investing in, well, then they got to be great. Like, for instance, we play in the Giants tomorrow.
And I didn't know the defense quite at it. My friend told me they went to the 3-4. So
Yeah.
Are those guys
with
dropping?
With Brandon Staley.
Can they drop? They said Granderson can do it. Can the other guys drop and do the stuff? 3-4, you got to have some bad outside linebackers.
No, it ain't no Pat Swilling or Ricky Jackson.
Yeah, okay.
And a 3-4. And they ain't that. Now, Carl Granderson is good. The bank for your buck. Carl Granderson's a stud.
Granderson, yeah.
But Cam Jordan, he's up in age. What you know the one I'm disappointed?
Cam's still getting some sacks. He got to the
Yeah. But I mean, you know who we paid in the offseason? We gave him like $50 million, and he didn't miss a game last year. We ain't played yet. Freaking Chase Young.
Yeah, I'm looking at
And Chase Young, I said, no, he'll have double-digit sacks, but he ain't played a lick yet. I don't know when you say, his calf. You know what that's telling me? Your calf's connected to your Achilles.
Yeah.
Is there something to do with
There's something to do with it, yeah.
And he ain't played one snap yet.
Yeah.
I mean, and we counting on him. Yeah. But, you know, going back to what I was talking about, what you invested in, like the team we playing tomorrow, the Giants, you know what they've done? They've invented their D-line. So that's what worries me. Everybody thinks from a national perspective, the Saints are finally going to get their first win against the Giants. Well, not if the Giants' defensive line kicks up behind.
Well, you got to get to number zero. You got to get to that big the guy they got from Carolina.
Yeah, Brian Burns.
You got Dexter.
They got Thibodeau, a good name. Played University of Oregon.
Yeah. But Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence from
Clemson. Yeah.
You better pack a lunch with him. Yeah, so just see what's going to happen with that.
And you got to slow Dart. You can't let Dart beat you with his legs.
Right. And then, we can't get in a shootout. To me, how we structured to win these games, we finally scored in the first quarter.
Yep.
Kendre Miller finally had an unbelievable run.
Olave finally got going.
Yeah, Olave, no, man. He ain't no alpha dog.
Don't get him started with Olave.
He's soft as cotton.
But he got a touchdown last week, didn't he?
He got to catch it. I mean, hit you in the hands. I mean, Chris Olave could play in the NFL.
He's got potential.
But he ain't no Eric Martin, no alpha.
No, we're not saying
that. He ain't no Colson at all. But he wants to get paid $27 million like he is an alpha. He ain't
But he hadn't gotten to that point.
He ain't even the real Ohio State receivers with the Seahawks, JSN.
Yeah.
He ain't even as good as Garrett Wilson with the Jets. I'm just saying.
Saw what happened with Michael Thomas. You know, he had some excellent years, and
Michael Thomas had too much in that social media. He should have stayed away from that.
All them guys in that. That's the problem, though. That's the problem. All these guys are worried about that and posing. They're worried about doing that more than they're worried about playing football.
How many likes I got? Am I an influencer? How about you being an influencer on the field?
Yeah.
That's what you got to influence.
If you handle your business on the field, all that will take care of itself.
Yeah, you'll get paid. No, Chris Olave, I think, could be a number two for a number of teams. But a number one, ever since he had those couple of concussions, Watch him when he catches the ball.
Why didn't he wear that thing like Dobbins?
Because it don't look good.
It doesn't matter, but the kid from Green Bay wears it, and he had three touchdowns the other week.
Now Olave's got a specially made helmet.
Oh, he does.
Sort of built in.
But then why would he catch the ball? He falls down.
If he wanted to wear the cover or not, and he decided not to.
No, Chris Olave, I'm telling you, watch. Finally, he broke one tackle in the game.
Give him a chance, Bob. Let's see what he does tomorrow.
Okay, you see.
Let's see what he does tomorrow. I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch
him. He'll catch a pass, and he'll go dead leg.
No, we're going to watch. I'm going to see tomorrow.
I want some yards after the catch.
You're right.
Yes. Hey, help out Spencer Rattler. Now, Spencer Rattler's a dog. I like Spencer Rattler.
I like the quarterback.
He's fighting his behind him. I just wanted to get Rattler his first win.
Yeah, I got you.
He's 0-10.
What about tight end? Who's that tight end?
Juwan Johnson.
I don't know. He gets hurt too. I mean, I don't know. Juwan, to me, he's going to get the targets. He's a big receiver that they moved to tight end. And Juwan Johnson, he's trying to get something, then he hurt himself. But Juwan Johnson, to me, could be a legit tight end. And then they got Foster Moreau, who's coming back with a knee injury.
Oh, so he's coming back.
Not now, though.
I think maybe November.
Taysom's close. I think they more November. They got hurt. They've been on the PUP list.
You know,
physically unable to perform. No, we got a lot of issues, Willie. I'm just telling you.
Well, we're here tomorrow. We're gonna break that. We're gonna get a win tomorrow. We better beat the Giants. Somebody's got to get to the quarterback. You got to keep contained Dart. Because you know he's coming in.
He
likes to wiggle in the end zone. You know Dart, he likes to wear the chains, and he's one of the guys who wants to wiggle.
You can't let him get loose, Bobby. If we ain't getting down, I don't know, I would take a 15-yard penalty right now. You got to give him the business. Let them know you better get down.
Because guys have done it to him. That's why he says it.
Well, no, because right now, you got quarterbacks, even Pat Mahomes. I know we all want to see Pat Mahomes play, but watch how he'll do that fake, like I'm going out of bounds.
Then he'll do all that, fake throw the ball, and then he gets the flag.
Man, you got to hit him.
Because you're supposed to slide.
Yes.
No, the quarterbacks are taking advantage of that.
You got to hit him fairly, Bobby.
I know. You got to contain him. I think it's going to be an excellent game tomorrow. I think it's going to come down to a couple plays. Who's gonna have the mental fortitude? Who's not gonna turn the ball over? Dart's a rookie. You gotta make him make some mistakes. You gotta force him to make some mistakes.
You can't let him be back there and let him make a sandwich. We were giving up like almost 3.2 seconds. We were dead last at quarterback pressure. Now we get some sacks, but we have to do
but
stunts
we don't get
and
the
all
precious
that.
Now.
But like a basic 4-man rush. No, the quarterback's back there. I remember when we had played in Seattle, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
He could have played 12 quarters. We weren't even, like, touching him.
But and you know what? I talked to the guys. I said they went out there on Thursday. Well, we didn't go out till Saturday because, the game starts at 1, which is 10 or 11 here.
Yeah.
You got to fly all the way out there. They fly out there 3 days early now. So you got to get acclimated to going out there. It's a different feeling, different environment, like we played the 49ers. You get out there for a 1 o'clock game, it's really 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So your body's not, because you're used to practicing later. So it's an adjustment. So, like I said, Bobby, guys have to learn how to be pros. You have to learn how to play in those different services, different environments. And it takes a little time, these young guys. But they got to have somebody that's teaching them all these little nuances.
I think the Saints got the right leaders, like DeMario Davis, so it's awesome to me.
Great guy. I was talking to DeMario today.
And Cam Jordan.
Yeah, but DeMario's 14 years in the league.
I know, but once they're gone, who could still hit it and get it? He ain't like a 30-year-old running back, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, Alvin, I'm saying hello.
Alvin Kamara's had outstanding games against the Giants.
But those got to be the leaders. Alvin's got to be – Alvin, Cam, and DeMario, they got to be the ones that are the leadership – they got the eldest guys in the locker room. They got to be the ones to rally the guys around.
Well, and you look at in the old D-line, I mean, they need young guy, best players, they're all young. Too. And McCoy, I guess, you could be like the quarterback at offensive line.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you this. This is also, how the quarterback, remember I used to say, we can't hit the quarterback. Oh, put a skirt on him. Well, now the quarterbacks are wearing skirts. That when you look how you can't hit him, but you know what you could still do and get away with it? You know, you can't hit the quarterback. If you hit him, you got to like lay him down. You can't land
on
him.
You can't jump on him.
I remember Reggie White just like power driving me into the
ground. Yeah.
Ever told what Reggie White did to me one time?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Hit me so hard, I was slammed. You know, that old nasty field they have up at Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
And my eyes were like crossed. And usually, you know, guys are talking smack, defensive linemen.
Uh-huh.
He puts his hand down to me, and I think, and I'm looking at him. I couldn't, and he tells me, "Jesus loves you." And I said, "Damn, he ain't even mad." And I think he could kill me if he wanted to. And you know, he got me up, and I'm all staggering. I go, "Whoa, what, that just blew my mind."
Uh-huh.
But the showing that, like, because he was like human forklift, you know, like kind of like jumping
together. Oh, he picked jumping together.
Yeah. So when you look at like what you could do to a quarterback now, and they'll never. And Mike said they started.
You can't hit him below the knees.
No.
You can't hit him down low.
But no,
they
don't go to the head.
They
but you know, you have your
now.
Hand up, and okay, let's say you have the ball.
Yeah.
Go for the ball. Break their arm.
Yeah.
You can't get in trouble for that. I'm talking about rush in there.
Well, you
go.
Can still hit him, but you can hit him right as soon as they throw.
No, go, they hold that
but
ball.
You saying
go,
they're going after the
ball. Oh, go
after the ball.
Get make a fumble.
Gotcha.
Then you might get a scoop and score.
Yeah. Something like that.
Because you know, because they're not.
But you still can hit him. You just got to hit him in here. You can't hit him up here. And you
can't hit him down here.
You got to hit him up here as soon as they throw the ball.
Well, even if you hit him between the waist and the head, if you hit him too hard and you land on him, they'll call a penalty on you.
Don't land on him. You still can hit him. Bobby, you got to hit him.
Hit their arm. Break their arm. You can do that. They won't get in trouble.
We're not going to say break their arm, Bobby.
No, you can do that. And I play quarterback. I'm telling you, go for their arm.
Yes.
Go for the arm. How can you get in trouble for that?
And Willie, they do teach, actually, when we go to these camps, they teach the linemen, go after that
arm or the
hand. Here's the crazy part. I thought about you the other day. Jared Verse, who's a really good defensive lineman.
With the Rams.
With the Rams. Florida State guy.
Okay, yeah.
But he's a nonstop. Talk the entire time. Well, he went up this week against Trent Williams. And so they were kind of bringing him on about, what you got anything to say about Trent Williams? He said, "Man, I let sleeping dogs lay exactly well." Man, I don't want ain't saying nothing about Trent Williams. Trent Williams up in age, but man,
still.
Can Trent Williams still play? And he's a mean dude
on
the field.
Off
the field, different guy.
Yeah.
But on the field, man, Trent Williams can play.
And that was a big win for him. Mac Jones, shout out to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Did a good job. Didn't even let him go. So that was a big win for them. And all the injuries they had, like I said, that tells you the offensive line set the tone, the defensive line, and Bosa's out. So,
well, but that's why you can't use
Bosa, Kittle.
That's
Kittle,
why
receiving core
so,
out.
That's why you can't use the injuries as an excuse.
No, the 2000 season we won that playoff game. Blake got hurt. Brooks stepped in. Ricky got hurt. We had running back by committee. Joe went down that playoff game. Willie Jackson had three touchdowns. Joe Johnson had double-digit sacks. Leroy had 17 sacks on the D-tackle.
The lunch punch.
And Darren Howard had double-digit. So we in the line, and Keith Mitchell played out of his mind that year. We set the tone up front, both sides of the ball.
Willie, when you look at the lunch bunch, because that arguably, even though you had the Dawn Patrol, as far as sacking the quarterback, that was about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
What do you say about that D-line across the board? Do you think they get enough credit from a national perspective? Because you look at all on that lunch bunch.
You talking about the guys I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You talk about it in 2000.
Yeah.
People, I tell you who doesn't get the respect, Joe Johnson. Because remember, he had Torres Patella.
Yep.
And he came back and got Comeback Player of the Year. I'm telling you, Joe Johnson was one of the toughest guys I played against. And then he went to Green Bay. And the last game he played, we went up there and played against him in Green Bay. And we came back from 17 down to get that win. Eddie caught a big pass in that game.
But Joe Johnson, Leroy.
Leroy had them 17 sacks from a D-tackle.
Yeah.
And then you had Norman Hand in the middle.
Norman was the one-stopper. And Darren Howard was the rook who had double-digit sacks. And I'm telling you, we were 7-1 on the road. We were 3-5 at home that year, and we
should have been just the opposite.
And we beat the Rams in that playoff game that year. Yeah,
I can't drop the ball.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
Willie, thanks so much.
Thank you for
joining,
having me.
Man. All right, always
Willie.
Great.
Any fans coming? I'm headed to Metairie right now, so I'll
tell them where you're gonna be.
I'll be at 714 Elmer Avenue, Metairie at Martin's for the next hour. So I'll be looking to hang out with you over there.
So come see Willie Rolfe. I'm telling you, the greatest player in
Saints
history.
And I'm sitting with one of them here by Mr. Bobby Hebert. So
Willie, if you need an agent, I got the right guy for you.
And shout out to Ironhead Hayward and his son.
Cameron.
His son is going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. Excellent football player.
I coached Cameron when he was in fifth and sixth grade. The Duluth Wildcats.
Wow.
At Shorty Howell Park. Let me tell you, Gwinnett County, we were bringing it. They'd have people come watch our fifth grade team like it was a damn high school game. 10 a.m. in the morning. I had Cameron Hayward when he...
He was good back then?
Man, come on. I coached 5D1 like fifth graders eventually. Darius Hanks played at Alabama, played with the Redskins and all. Zach Graham started off at point guard for Ole Miss. T-Bob had them all. Let me tell you, we would bring it. And the playground we played, Shorty Howell Park, you know what he got a statue out of Shorty Howell? George Rogers. You know who George Rogers is? Heisman Trophy winner, South Carolina Gamecock from Duluth, Georgia. So that was the playground. It wasn't no weight limit. It was just your age. They had parents saying, there's no way 10, 11 years old, Cameron Hayward, 6'1". In sixth grade, 11 years old. Just turned. And I told this one parent, they go, there's no way he's 11. I go, not only is he 11, he's a young 11. And he was 6'1". And his mom, we were playing Lawrenceville. And I remember his mom saying, like, she took her kid out of football before the game. He can't be going against a guy 6'1". I said, well, they're the same age. You want to play or not play? Just football. Come on. Ain't no damn tiddlywinks.
Willie, thank you. We appreciate it. We know you got to go. Hey, we'll be back with more of our special edition of WWL Sports Talk Live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's during their four-day sale. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live here, a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. from Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Again, shop and save at Rouse's. We're celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. I think we got a caller on the line, so let's go to our caller on the line. Vanda?
Yes.
In the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby, I said, you know, I've never called a sports radio show, much less a regular radio show, but my little boys are into, you know, all the sports. And over here at the Casting Center, they have, you know, the big show today. And I really wanted to chase them hill. You know, I've been kind of looking at it. And then the guy said, I don't have a Taysom Hill, but I got one Bobby A. Bear over here. And I said, you know what? I said, give me that Bobby A. Bear shirt. That's a classic. My grandsons are telling me, now, you know, you can't put it on. It's going to devalue the work. And I'm like, what? No, I'm going to be wearing that every Sunday, listening to my Saints shirt. And another just little kind of thing is back in the day when my friends and I were in high school, we chased Jelly Belly's car all the way down freaking Airline Highway. We got caught at a red light, and we're all like, Jelly Belly! Jelly Belly! You know, like, so many same stories. And I was talking to the guy here. I said, remember when Bobby Ward dressed? Oh, yeah. I remember when Bobby Ward dressed. And he said, he was really drunk that day. And the guy,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he remembers a little bit of that day, too.
Hey, well, who wasn't? I mean, come on. I just didn't want to fall off the float. I mean, I was like, I got to thank Deke Bellavia for catching me two or three times. But, no, that was like, you know why we got to go back to the Super Bowl? And we should have done that or had an opportunity with the NOLA no-call when the Rams. Because the Saints were – no, it wasn't – that was so unbelievable, like, that happened to us. That call, when you think that wasn't like a regular season game, you know, the officials, they make mistakes and all that. No, that was to go to the Super Bowl. And when we're getting ready to have, we're not going to have the second coming of the Buddy D dress parade. We were going to have a Who Dat Nation female football fan appreciation parade. And what male wouldn't show up if you got a bunch of crazy Who Dat Nation female? No, we'd have broke all the way. We'd have hit 100,000 people. That's what we were going to do. We were going to have that, and right now we like almost like Coach Moore playoffs, we just trying to win a game kind of thing. So that's where we at right now. But the mighty has fallen. We all know Drew Brees, Sean Payton, them days are over. But now can we rebuild? And I think Mickey Loomis, the power that he has, wanting to turn this team around, and, you know, some fans have told me, Bobby, well, Mickey could still be part of the organization. Why don't he just be a senior consultant?
Because he don't want to be.
And because I think truly he wants to turn the team around where, because does Mickey Loomis get credit because we won a Super Bowl? No. Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But who you think brought Sean Payton and Drew Brees to New Orleans? Mickey Loomis. So, you know, you gotta hit it again. And I think he wants to, where the team is training in the right direction, that he was in charge, and we back in the playoff picture. I'm not even saying, because who's the cream of the crop right now? They get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, they made one great decision that changed everything for them.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
And look how, they're not going to win nothing. Tom Brady's gone. That was a flash in the pan.
And they're going to be in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes for the first overall pick. No, and what happened?
And look how relevant Tampa Bay is with Baker Mayfield.
Because nobody thought they could still be the team in the NFC South once Brady left. Come on. If you honest.
No.
Because they got people calling, well, I've said that. What? Come on. Dude, if I put you on a lie detector test, you'd blow the circuits out the wall.
There ain't
no way that anybody really thought of that at that particular time. Baker's been the difference in the NFC South. Difference, Carolina. Okay, Bryce Young. Oh,
Little Bryce.
Okay, what you see in Atlanta. Maybe Michael Penix is the guy. Maybe. But he's got great games. And then 2 weeks ago, it was horrible.
Okay, you say maybe Michael Penix.
Maybe.
But if you're heading in the right direction, you can't get embarrassed by Carolina 30-0.
That was a bad game.
And the Falcons had just beat the Vikings in Minnesota, and then they lose to Carolina 39. There's always one big upset. You can look at every Sunday, Mike, or Thursday, Sunday, or Monday night, somehow like, whoa, I can't believe that happened. You know what it was last week? No one thought the Giants were going to beat the Chargers. It doesn't matter when you play a team. Because Justin Herbert, the Giants were giving him the business.
And no Joel in the lineup.
Yeah.
Okay, Joel's not there. Makes a big difference. Now you've lost your two starting tackles that you've invested all this money and early round picks. You're not the same team.
Well, you
can't throw the football 41 times and run in third down.
As we go on a break, watch one thing tomorrow. If the Giants are kicking our offensive lines behind, the Saints they're not going to win.
Zero chance.
I'm telling you, just watch. We need
run the football.
Challenge offense. Yes. If we run it like we ran it against Buffalo, we're going to win the game against the Giants because we should be able to run it now. We both had even in the turnover margin, both at zero. We can't be like minus one, minus two. No, we need to be plus one, plus two. So run the ball, win the turnover battle, be opportunistic. The Saints going to get their first win.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk Live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's. We're finishing up here in hour number two of our special edition of our Saturday Sports Talk right after this break. Back here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, we at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your local low price leader. Man, we want to thank Willie Rowe for joining us. Great stuff. 40 minutes with Willie. Really enjoyed talking to the big man again. And Baba, that decanter that he's got that bourbon in. Man, that is awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said the design
shape
of the bottle.
Football,
and
then
you look in Canton. When you hear the word Canton, what do you think? Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's not the NFL Hall of Fame. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know I'm actually in there. You know that?
What you got in there?
Because the USFL. Oh. They have a little section.
From your rookie year?
1983. That guy was on the cover of Sporting News. You know the
I got that one. That, okay. The house you signed it.
Well, they have that in the Hall of Fame, that us winning the first USFL championship. Now, Mike, if you blink, you're going to miss the exhibit. It's one of those, but it's still in there.
If you blink, what that means if you blink?
Well, like a town. You know, you go through a town, if you blink, like the red light, then they don't have a red light in the town.
They got your jersey, and they got that Sporting News.
Yes.
I actually have that. I know you signed it a few years back for me with the Sporting News.
I don't think it ain't here no more, huh?
No, not here anymore.
Yeah,
not here anymore.
Nobody has paper, so I still have paper.
Just like Pro Football Weekly. You were on that too a couple times.
Yeah, that was like the
that's sort of like the Bible.
Yeah. When you look, but it was kind of the first USFL championship, and T. Bob, he had Jim Kelly on. We were getting the Bills, and then all of a sudden he had Jim Kelly on, and T. Bob said, "Yeah, and Jim Kelly, the all-time leading passer in USFL history." I go, "T. Bob, what are you talking about?"
You got to straighten him out, Bob.
No, that's your daddy. It ain't him. And the reason that now how I got him beat is I played 3 years, he played two. But I had the most yards, right under 12,000 yards.
Boy, if you'd have played in that run and shoot back then.
Well, yeah. Well, we beat the Houston Gamblers in the Astrodome.
I know you did.
Like 50-something to 30-something.
And that was
against Jim Kelly.
And that was a Bayou connection. Clarence Verdant was on that Gamblers team.
South Terrebonne, from the Grand Bois Road.
We'll be back with another hour here at Rouse's Markets in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's. Back right after this news break.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.